The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Cafe quality brews without a barista? That's the Ninja Luxe Cafe. Yep, no skills needed. Rich espresso, balanced drip coffee, rapid cold brew, all made by you because Barista Assist technology handles the details. Grinding, weighing, brewing, so you don't have to. Finished with silky microfoam made with dairy or plant-based milk, hot or cold, hands-free. Still no skills needed. From first-timer to full-blown coffee fan, you can brew it all with the Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
It's finally happened. The one-off Stephen Tries podcast.
One-off?
Well, we'll see how it goes.
I've got a lot to say, man. I don't think this is going to cover it.
Okay.
Well, I want a platform to spread my
Well, maybe
news.
He's right. Maybe we just do this one first and we'll see where it goes.
That's it, mate, you know. I think don't talk a big game before we do it. Today I'm joined by one of the funniest people I've ever met, Max Smith.
Hello there.
And Tom was free. And that's just, we've only just started, and that's how we're getting on. We're having fun already.
Ripping on each other, having a good time.
One of the issues is, I don't know what to name the podcast. You know, I thought we could introduce it as, you know, a sort of witty name with the word try in it, but I haven't got anything. Have you?
You go first.
I did suggest one name, but Max just...
What was it? What was that name?
Chatty with Fatty. Oh. You just said no to that.
What was your problem with that? It's accurate. It's to the point.
He's just not a fan. That's fair enough, mate.
Not at all.
Finally, three white males have got a podcast. It's about time. Hooray. Cheers to that. Look at us drinking out of these cups. It's like we're back in our frat days at uni.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
I don't know whether we meant through more beers or chicks.
Definitely beers, mate.
Was it?
Yeah. I remember in my room there were... countless cans of lovely beverages. Baileys. I'm speaking Bacardi. I'm speaking Voddy.
Yeah. They could all be names of lovely ladies as well, Max.
This is not what I remember. I remember garage pizzas.
Oh, mate. £1? Yeah. £1 a pizza? And you wonder why I'm this size.
No one wonders.
You wonder. No one, it's not a mystery. I get a student loan. I get £1,000 in my account. And what am I going to buy with that? 1,000 pizzas.
What do you expect this podcast to be called? Why is Max so big?
It's a question.
Part one of three. People might be listening that don't actually know who we are. That's a true possibility.
Definitely.
Well, yes.
Especially with you, mate. You're in the comments. Who's the camera?
That's what I meant, mate. Yeah.
It's just fun, though, isn't it?
It's really fun, yeah. Love them comments.
Max, you introduce yourself first. Go on.
Hi, my name's Max.
Charisma. Tom, what about yourself?
I'm Tom.
More charisma.
Who are you?
I'm Stephen, and I go by the name Stephen Tries. Got a YouTube channel. We make comedy sketches with you two. Started
you two
back in. Bono was good. All right. Started back in May 2016, I'd say.
Wow.
Max wasn't in the original ones because we had better cast.
Yeah.
But they went away, so...
Then the videos have gotten bigger since I've been in them.
Quite literally, so. Yeah.
Why'd you say bigger? Well, why'd you hate yourself?
Basically, for those that don't know, we met at university, at Salford University. We could have gone to Oxford, sure, but we said no, Salford's good.
Elitist.
Yeah. We were doing a comedy course... comedy writing and performance. I've never actually asked you to. Why did you pick it? Especially you, Tom.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, it's. I ask myself this all the time. it was a mistake in many ways, but I got to meet you guys. And
yeah. You got a first class degree though out of it.
Yeah, but you know,
don't be humble.
Take that with a pinch of salt.
And what have you used that degree for? What are you doing at the moment?
He's on a comedy podcast.
Right. Oh shit! Of course, yeah.
Can you stop?
Do you even have your degree yet?
Oh, he doesn't actually. Max, explain to the listeners.
So I'm a big fan of one of the greatest TV shows ever made, Midsummer Murders. It's got mystery, it's got intrigue, it's got the lovely English countryside.
Yeah.
Three of my favourite things. And I thought I
hold up, Max, I think people are going to question the frat we were in now.
I decided to borrow one of these from the library.
Naturally.
Great service. they give you stuff for free. Take it home, you watch it, and you're meant to return it. I never did. And because of that, I'm not allowed to graduate until I pay a £30 fine.
Yeah.
Didn't they agree to waive the fine?
Well, they have.
2 years later.
So now I'm free. I can graduate whenever I want. But then there's now a £50 graduation
to get the cap and gown
thing, which I can't do that.
Right. So
50 quid's a lot of money for me.
But you've already spent £30,000 on this degree, mate. You might as well get it.
Yeah, but I haven't paid that myself.
There's a few theories out there that are saying you just want to live that student lifestyle.
That's it, man. Yeah. Garage pizzas every day.
I think you'll lose your edge if you graduate.
Yeah, I would.
What was the best thing about being a student, do you reckon?
The time. The time, you know.
To yourself?
I spent weeks in bed without showering. Yeah. Playing video games, having a good time.
Yeah.
Now I've got work. Yeah, and I have to shower.
Life's not been great since.
No. You know.
For you two, maybe.
Well, obviously.
Played at Wembley the other week. That was no dig at Tom. Yeah. That was no dig at Tom. We'll actually get onto that now.
Oh, did you?
I warmed up with Cafu. That was fun.
That's true enough. Yeah. That's a box tick.
Didn't misplace a single pass.
I did.
In the warm up.
We were part of XOFC. XO is a different channel. But basically, they said, do you know any good players to me? I said, yeah, my mate Tom, he's really good. And yeah, he's proved it to me that he's a good player, certainly miles better than me. So we get to the day, Wembley Cup, and it wasn't what I expected from the day.
I didn't expect to start because of what you said.
Like,
I know you've had this team together and you've had a few training games and whatnot.
So. Big time. Lost a few pre-matches.
Yeah. I expected to be on the bench, but I did think I'd come on.
Well, I expected everyone to get a game because at the end of the day, it was a charity match for a bit of fun. The problem was like the fans probably cared about less than 10% of the people that were actually playing that day.
I didn't know a single person playing.
Well, I think that was
Cam Kirkham was probably
that
the
surprised
only one,
me. Yeah, when
who? Little digging Cam there. Cheers, mate.
I didn't think it was going to be as professional as it was. Well, semi-professional. Yeah, no. When I went down there, the standard was
far too high, wasn't it, for a charity game?
Best thing was, I was in the crowd, standing and cheering.
Yeah,
and you were just sat down for the whole.
Yeah,
thing,
yeah.
You know?
Well,
I probably stood up more than
weren't
you
watching,
did.
Were.
Yeah. So
I went for a little jog down the touchline.
But hey, we had a good time.
We went out afterwards.
Had a few
Max,
bevvies.
Yeah, had a good time. Drank out of a teapot, fancy London bar.
Oh yeah,
free pizza.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, Max made me go back to the changing rooms. Got told off by security. He was like, "Why are you coming down again?"
But what I'm fuming about is I go there and apparently I go to Wembley because there's a free bar. You know, I don't care about football. I don't care about charity. You know, all I care about is getting drunk for free.
Yeah.
So I get there and Budweiser's like £6 a bottle.
Yeah.
No thanks. You know. So I sit there on my own. Sad and lonely. Stephen comes. Everyone starts coming out with pizzas for free. Yeah. And I'm like, sweet. Stephen's going to have one. Did he?
No, Doddy.
No. Ken Dodd. So I asked Stephen, can you go get me a free pizza, please? Because, I've come all this way.
He did, didn't he?
He did. Top-notch geezer.
Yeah, I went back for him. Yeah.
And you complain about the free bar, but you were steaming about 2 hours later.
Yeah, he had all these free drink tokens.
Well, yeah, so...
And he was trying to use them to get some sort of leeway in life.
It's a massive power trip.
I saw a different side to you that night. If you ever come into money, you're going to be a nightmare.
Ah, mate. That's probably why I have to be poor. But we go in there. Oh, I think everyone's given 5 free drink tokens.
three, yeah. but you managed three? To accumulate okay, five yeah, instantly. Yeah.
So me and a good friend of the show, hashtag Harry.
Yeah, he loves this show.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah, boy. Oh, it's just like the frat.
I think we were playing a game just to see who could get the most drink tokens.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
He obviously got more than me because he's, you know, him. But I'm just, yeah, fat comedy psycho.
And to be fair, I did steal quite a few.
You did as well, yeah. yeah.
Well,
I've
you
got
know,
them in my wallet still.
It was for the best, though, because the way he was behaving is out of control.
How was I behaving? I don't
just
remember.
Like Al Capone, I imagine. Just back in his heyday. Just taking over yeah. territories. It was scary.
I think you were crying to Stephen's dad at one point.
Probably.
Yeah.
I came all this way and spent all this money. Budweiser £6 a bottle.
Yeah. Speaking of the old fuming. Gin and juice, what did you say?
Fuming.
Oh, right.
As in angry.
I thought we'd talk about, you know, clubbing, nights out, big part of uni life, especially for us frat boys. What do we make of it? Tom, you're an elder statesman of the game. Is clubbing still for you?
Not at all. I'm kind of glad that I'm over it now.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like I enjoyed... the thought of going out more than going out itself. Yeah. I enjoyed beforehand in halls, yeah, pre-drinks yeah. and that, but I don't know, it always ended up in drama. You drank too much. We never even see you on a night out.
Max, yeah, for a while, would just go missing on nights out. Yeah. He'd find some strangers and go off with them. And I'm not going to lie, that gave off the impression that you didn't like us, Max, yeah. you know.
I mean, there is that, but, you know, it's good to expend your friend base. Yeah. I'd wake up in the morning with 10 new friend requests. Mm. Block them all, because I don't have time for people.
No.
But, yeah, you know.
I enjoyed it for a good time, the time
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
But you were quite late joining the party.
Well, yeah, I didn't used to drink at all until...
I really kind of I worked on you.
Yeah, halfway through second year, Tom broke me down. Well, I was having a breakdown myself, yeah, but Tom just said, hey, you know, you can get over this.
Have a sip of this.
Yeah, and then I think two drinks later, I was gone. Mm. Mm. That was very much the theme for me. I was a lightweight.
I went through my little bartender stage.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like making cocktails and stuff.
It's like people would just have, you know, vodka and Coke, and then there's you with... orange rind and a grater.
Making an old fashioned in the kitchen.
What just, a wanker.
You were fuming when there was an ice cube. You used to send people for ice cubes.
I still do.
Yeah, I've reached the stage now where I don't like clubbing. I like a bar.
Yeah,
but
no,
I like
being at a chat and that.
No.
I do. I if there's a bar with a dance floor, then yeah, I'm
if
there.
If you want to chat to your mates, call them. You know, if you're going
we'll
out.
We'll do
and
a podcast.
Drunk.
Come on, get
we'll
in the game.
We're doing a podcast, sorry. But, you know, I'm just about. Sipping that drink, yeah. Having a good dance.
You don't sip
you
drinks.
Don't sip. I've seen you finish off a hot, you know, a 75 cl bottle of vodka in about.
That's 750 milliliters for our.
in about more dignified viewers. I used to. Oh man, this is terrible. I used to when I first started uni for the first like 3 months. I'd go out and I'd buy a bottle
the
of
Jaeger.
I'd buy cheap Jaeger. I'd buy cheap, what's the, like the Red Bull, but the really cheap one.
Oh, there's Blue Lightning?
Blue Lightning, So I had a big Stein and I'd just pour them both in. And I'd just challenge myself to drink it as quick as I could.
What a challenge that is, mate.
And people
say you don't have ambition or goals. You do.
I would black out before leaving the pre-drinks.
I was going to say, I came, so on one of the nights out, you were like, yeah, you should, you persuaded me to go. I'd spoke to you about half an hour before. I was in the flats on the other side. By the time I came out, I was like, where's Max? He's in the bathroom. And that Jaeger and Red Bull was everywhere. Oh. I was like, oh, I can't come out.
I can't do it. In my dressing gown. I remember I went to a house party and everyone was like, oh, we're going out in like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, right, I'm going to have to catch up. So there's this thing called straw pedoing.
Oh,
you put a straw in the top of the bottle so you can just down it really quickly. I did that to a bottle of Bacardi and I just spent the rest of the night just throwing up in their toilet whilst they were all like...
You never learn,
though. One of them had to stay behind and look after me.
You're a mess.
Like, I felt bad, but you know.
There was
memories, that's what we're making.
There was a night, this was after uni, there was a night when you went, I wasn't, we were going on a night out, I was meeting you after, and you went to my flat with Devon, my girlfriend.
Yeah. Fiancé.
Yeah,
fiancé, yeah.
Soon to be married.
And, yeah, this was a night when you, again, drank a full bottle of vodka. she rang me and
I've
said,
heard about
Max
this.
Is, oh, well, Max is a mess, he just picked up a picture of you off the side and started crying.
Right, first of all, we're editing it out. Second of all, What you've got to realise at this point is I'm a very emotional man, all right? I eat my feelings. This is why I'm about 20 stones, all right? And I'm fuming that he's brought that up because there's things about him that I could say that would destroy him and crush him, and I don't want to say it, all right? I had a bottle of cheap vodka, all right? Oh, I don't even know where to go from that. Fuming, mate.
It's nice.
Fuming.
Cheers.
Well, no, yeah, cheers. You know.
He is an emotional man. That's true. I remember quite recently we were at... what's it called? Be It One. Hmm. Max took me and Tom outside. I thought we were in trouble.
Oh,
puts
no,
his arms around us.
Again.
Just tells us how grateful he is that we're in our life. And that's
lovely. It is. Nice. It is. That's and they've really... never said that to me, actually. All right? All they ever do is say, oh, where? This is my impression of you, Max. Grow up.
I appreciate that you wear your hat on your sleeve. It's nice. Sometimes.
I'm going to start crying now, boys.
Oh, no. Right, we'll get that. We're just going to pause whilst Max cleans up his beer.
I'm so sorry.
What you missed then, viewers, was Max mopped up with his sleeve. A classy boy.
Resourceful.
That's it. Anyway, he's like the Bear Grylls of this group.
That's true. That
you're definitely
true.
The bear, though, especially in
I am the
bear.
You're the twink, and you are...
disgusting. You are. We don't like you. Back... where were we?
We were talking about me crying.
So on Nights Out, uni was a tragic time for me in Nights Out. You know, I'd have fun, but I wasn't a very good drinker. You know, I'd always go way too far or just...
It was always tragic. Everything we ever did was kind of tragic, but I think we indulged in that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to indulge. It wasn't my choice. It was just because we had to indulge. There was nothing else.
There was a little time where myself and Ryan, who's from the videos, the Stormzy one, you might recognise him. Well, you two would. That was for the viewers. although Max was glazed over, I'm not sure. You know, Ryan.
I'm just off camera, just on the floor, just surrounded by tinnies.
That's good. Stop that, yeah. There was a period where me and him sort of got it into our heads that we just go out and pull. You know, both of us were, you know, sort of tragic. I think I was probably.
I don't remember these nights.
We didn't tell anyone. It was just me and him. We'd stand. There's a club called Fifth, and it's not great at the best of times. But there was like a level up where you could stand. We'd sort of stand on there like meerkats,
perched up, just scoping out hunting.
I mean, never speak to them because they're too pathetic. It was just that.
That's why they never took us because we threatened their sexuality, their masculinity.
The bear.
That's true.
Yeah. Also, Tom was in a relationship. Max was.
Well, was this second year?
Third year.
By the time Stephen started. Coming out of his room.
I wasn't at first year. I didn't socialise at all. I barely left my room. Second year, I did. Third year. I was at home at my mum's house, but I came out. I came out. St. Helens, you two have never been out in St. Helens, have you?
No.
Not at night time.
The Cavos of the North, they call it. Well, I've called it just then.
What have you got to... you're trying to sell it to us. What can you offer us at St. Helens?
St. Helens has numerous nightclubs.
Nice.
You know what? If you're looking to do drugs, the bouncers will just, you know, let it go by.
Really?
Probably, yeah. But basically, they've got this one club that's trying to be a little bit pretentious, you know, like a VIP area. It's called Imperial. It's hosted the names of Scotty T, Gaz, you know, any host of people with, you know, more teeth than GCSEs. And it's basically one of those places where when you're 19, you feel like you're too old to be there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just horrible.
You go out there a lot, don't you?
No, not anymore. I usually just stand outside at 3 a.m. and just wait, you know, with Ryan on a perch,
just scoping out the bodies.
No. But the worst thing that happened to me was it was New Year's Eve, and for some reason I couldn't get into the club. I think I was wearing an Adidas top.
Like
it sounds believable.
It was a different one, and they wouldn't let me in. And I was like, oh, come on, mate.
What did you say?
Oh, no.
Showed him.
Oh, no. Oh. You made me do that before at 42s.
Shh. And I showed him a Twitter and went, look, I've got 25,000 followers, mate. Let me in. And I've never done that again. I never will. I was drunk, so
yeah, that's fair enough. That, yeah.
It was horrific. Like, I instantly felt awful.
And did you get in?
Eventually, yeah. Yeah. Let me in for free. So, if anything, it works. But no, it was just, that's an awful thing to do. We have done it. There's a massive queue for another club in Manchester called 42s.
Big up.
Yeah.
The bouncers are very nice there. Mm-hmm. Max, I think it was...
It's your demographic as well, though. And so also, you kind of, yeah. You always get recognised when you're
that's
kind
it,
of
you know?
Approaching and the queue and that. So I think it's easier to play off rather than just showing them a video. I don't know, mate.
So what we did was... It was Devon. Mm. Yeah, your fiance went, oh, we don't really want a queue. I was agreeing with them. Yeah, that's it. So what I said was, Max, you go to the front, start trying to blag it, then I'll come over like, oh, what's he up to?
Oh, no.
So I wait for Max to go off. And then as I get to Max, all I can hear the bouncer going, it's no idea who that is, mate. see on Max's screen, it's a picture of me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's me. The other bouncer goes, oh, here he is. So got away with it then, and we got in.
I'm annoyed that when I walked up, they didn't just go in, Max.
Yeah.
Big up yourself.
That's it, mate. Max.
My mate's really popular, let me in.
My mate's got an LDR8.
One of my worst memories from a night out was, it was after Park Life, and I was with three of the YouTubers, Will, Cal Freezy, and Rotashaw. Some big ballers, you know.
Mm.
And Will kept saying how, you know, Manchester's my city, you know, bigging it up. So I thought, I'll show them a good time. Took them to Fifth, as you would. The swankiest place. Show up to the bouncers, expected to get it for free. No. Had to pay in, so I had to pay. Then get down there, get a drink, turn around as Man's Not Hot starts to play. And it's just like, oh,
Jesus.
What have I done to them?
Ambassador to the North.
Exactly.
This is my place. We have to pay full price.
And then, so we just leave instantly, and I just go, just as I walk past, like, just tired tonight, guys, to the bouncer, as we head home.
Got places to be.
It was tragic. Another thing that happened in Fifth was, sometimes, you know, when we go out there, we get recognised. It's a lovely feeling.
You've done all right there in the past for champagne.
Mm.
Oh yeah, that was my birthday though. That was a treat. We'll come back to that birthday. Basically, I was on the dance floor and this guy spots Max and goes, oh, no way, it's Max. So I think to myself, oh, he's seen the starter. Wait till he sees the main course. And I go to him, oh, who's that, mate? And he goes, it's Max from Stephen Tries. Turns away. So I just stood there like, oh, what's this?
We didn't realise I was the starter, main course and dessert.
Yeah, you are a pudding. So I was livid at that, and that can only be topped by Max Smith. You've got many a tragic night out story, haven't you?
I've got a few. I've got a fair few.
Should we go through my birthday? 2017.
This is
I believe this. You came.
There
you
was
came,
two nights, weren't there? I didn't come on the second one.
It's the second night.
It's the second one.
So
I did hear about it.
Max was nervous, basically.
I wasn't nervous.
He was. Will and he was there.
It wouldn't make me nervous.
You were. Yeah.
I was anxious.
He was anxious.
Not at all. I was just like, right. I've been at work all day, right, grinding hard. They've been sat on their ass playing FIFA all day. So. And drinking. So
I thought we were filming a video.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's going to be difficult, isn't it? So I'm just like, I need to catch up with them.
I need to loosen up,
catch up with them. So I work at a bar. So I order the strongest beer, 5.5. Yeah. You know, it's quite tough. But I was like, you know what? Throw a few shots in the beer.
A bit of Tiki Fire.
Tiki Fire is...
Talk us through it.
It's a lovely rum.
Yeah, what percentage?
75.5.
Wow.
So
this
is quite
loosening
strong.
Up.
Well, I was loose.
Chuck a few shots in my strong beer.
The issue was my manager filled up half a pint of the glass with Tiki Fire.
Right.
So I down that. I get home. I get ready. I have a shower.
Don't say it like that, mate. It's a normal thing.
It's a special occasion. Have a shower. I get my friend Elliot. We're going to Stevens.
Yeah,
and then
that's all you remember.
He drank 750 milliliters of vodka straight,
as well as the.
Oh. He then turns up to the flat and he's drinking more vodka straight.
And then this guy's like, "Oh, I have some absolute mango." I hate mango, but I'm like, yeah, sure,
we're
I'll give it
fun,
a go.
Mate. Don't
you
knock
sure
it.
You weren't a bit nervous.
He was nervous. Anyway,
don't say I was nervous like it's an absolute.
We turn up at the club in style, in a van, and then.
And then that style.
The bouncer goes, not the bouncer, the manager comes over going, oh, it's your birthday, isn't it? I was like, yeah. And he brings over two bottles of champagne. I'm like, oh, I'm loving this.
Oh, nice.
I'm dishing out the glasses. Hold on, where's Max? I was then asking myself that for the next 3 hours.
In which I'm in the cloakroom, dancing to myself in the corner, talking to the poor cloakroom attendant behind the, you know, right in the cloakroom.
That you were enamoured by, might I add. Yeah. You probably holding a picture of her just crying. You are tremendous, might I add.
That's another bit that's going to be edited out. No, it's not, is it? And then... Yeah, so I'm in there for 3 hours. Friend of ours, Tom McManus, comes up.
Yeah.
He's like, what the hell are you doing? Come back. He drags me downstairs.
Oh,
I'm like,
what?
I like it in the cloakroom. So I run back up there, again on my own, just booting
you
away.
You and your dirty talk.
Oh, man. I don't remember any of it, to be honest with you. Yeah. The worst thing is, though...
She came into line.
The worst thing is, though, is I don't... I really get embarrassed. Mm. But I was like, that's over. I'll never see that person again.
Yeah.
All right, so I can just move on from this horrible situation.
Fantastic.
Where I was dancing on my own in the cloakroom.
Yeah.
No one's going to remember this. 2 weeks later, she starts working at the bloody bar across from mine.
Oh, no.
She comes in, I just see her, and I'm just like, blood rushes from her face. Yeah. I feel sick.
Where did the blood rush to, eh? Your saucy sausage. That's Max for you. Tom. In many ways, I think in most friend groups, you'd be, you know, the very funny one. Unfortunately, you've met two of the most tragic people here, in which case you just get overpowered by our cringiness. And you've in many ways become our carer, I feel.
Do you feel like that's kind of changing recently?
I don't know.
I
feel like my status is dropping more and more and more.
Why?
No, you're definitely... You're not the loser out of
no,
us.
No, I guess not.
Me and Max have been battling that out for...
Not conventionally tragic.
You're engaged.
Yeah.
You've got a good job.
Wow. Yeah.
You've got a house that you're living in with the lady that you're engaged with. What do I have, eh?
You've got a diabetes.
Hopefully.
I've made too many of those jokes. That's too far, isn't it?
Cheers. Hey. See? That's why you're still my carer, man.
No, that's beautiful.
Go on.
Have you ever had an embarrassing night out?
Not really. There's ones that I can't remember.
Oh yeah.
Back in the day in fifth when it was, I must have been about 16.
We're not sponsored by
16.
Fifth.
I think it was. I just fell down the stairs. Like from the top ledge where there used to be a second bar, and yeah. I think I'd just gone to go. You're right to someone. I just put my foot out all the way down.
I've done that in factory. Mm. Gone down the stairs there. I've just remembered the worst night out I ever had. I was invited to a girl's 18th. She wasn't part of my conventional friend group. Mm. So I was going with a bunch of strangers. And I was in Imperial, St. Helens. So I thought, right,
I remember this.
I'll do a little max and get really drunk before I go. Get there, you know, as it was her birthday, I thought, oh, I'll buy her a drink. Turn around, she's gone. So then I drink those drinks. And then it's just a procession of drinking more drinks. And that's the last thing I remember. No, I remember getting kicked out of the club. Ah. That's pathetic, isn't it? I was the oldest one there getting kicked out.
I've never been kicked out of a club.
Mate, you got to live that life. I wake up to...
Come back to that.
I wake up to sick on my bed. I think I've lost my credit card and I've got a big gash on my head. Not in the way I hoped. Come on then, behave, thanks. And basically, my mum told me that I somehow got home. And I was just talking to going, I'm so sorry, Mum. I'm so sorry.
That was a Max.
This is pathetic.
Wow.
And that's as bad as a night out gets for me.
I do recall now there was one night where you were working with Devon at Lamar's glass collecting.
Okay.
And you met me off a night out.
Yeah.
And I'd been out on a night with a friend from school. And I think I drank way too much.
Yeah.
And I think, obviously, I bumped into you and I was just a bit of a mess. And Devon got angry. And I did. I think I started crying to you.
How, right, here's the thing. Most lads, it's always like, yeah, went out, got laid. Us is, I went out, came home crying.
Yeah. We're emotional.
I feel like we are picking these ones out. They're happy. Yeah.
But I don't have any of the others, you know. It's not like, oh, I've had a mad night. It's always just had a sad night.
Hey, yo, lad, I went out last night. I came home and cried with my boys.
Genuinely, when I went to Cavos, just me and my one mate.
Nice.
Is this the one, not the one with Ryan?
That was Ibiza, yeah. Mate. No,
another
yeah.
mate, eh?
Yeah. It was just me and him. Did I pull that week? No. Did I cry? Yes. It's just... It doesn't matter where I am, you know, you can't change who you are.
Boys will be boys.
That's fair.
Max, what I want to come on to now is your generosity when you're drunk.
Oh, man, okay, oh, jeez. So I go out one night, and this is ages ago. This is...
yeah, it doesn't make it any better, man.
So, it's just... Okay, so I'm walking home, and a guy comes walking towards me.
He's drunk.
And he's upset. Yeah. You know, it's like us after a night out, and he's just been to a wake.
Oh.
Quite sad, you know. Yeah. Obviously, his close family friend of his has died, and he doesn't know anyone in the city. Right. He needs to go home, so he says to me, "I need a fiver to get home." Yeah. So I'm like, "Yeah, sure, you know, anything
if
to help."
If that's for a taxi, it's not very far.
Mm. Anything to help.
Right.
All right. I'm a man of means. I can help you. Mm. Give him a fiver, and I think nothing of it. Walking off. Then I hear a bang. Oof. I'm confused. What's going on? I turn around. He's lying on the floor. He's just passed out. Yeah. Right?
And your generosity, probably.
Well, probably.
Took his breath away.
get a fiver back.
So I think, shit, you know, I don't know what to do here. So I call an ambulance.
Wow.
And I'm stood waiting with him. Well, obviously, he's still passed out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And ambulance gets there. And as I stretch him off, I realise he's still got the fiver in his pocket. Which he clearly doesn't need anymore because he's getting driven to a hospital and probably get driven home.
It's almost like a chauffeur service, this.
Well, I'm fuming because, you know, out of the kindness of my heart, I've given him a fiver and he's just going to, you know, I don't know what he's going to do with it now.
That deed still exists.
Yeah, but I don't want it to exist anymore because he's getting driven away.
Yeah.
Probably closer to his house.
Right. So what'd you do?
Well, I go to get the money out of his pocket.
As a man is on the stretcher, you go to take it back.
How on earth did you think that was going to look?
Well, I didn't realise. Again, I'm, you know, a bit toasted at this point. So they say, what the hell are you doing? To which I was like, if I wanted to rob from him, I wouldn't have called you guys. I just would have taken it.
Yeah.
But
did they let you get the
money? No. Did they? No, they didn't.
I don't know whose side I'm on.
So I had to walk home. That's a fiver down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Plus, any good deed you did, you ruined them when you tried to steal back.
Well, it's not stealing. It's
from an unconscious man. You are the worst. Now, this next part of the show is called Put It to the Max.
Da-na-na-na-na.
Yep. That was fantastic, mate. Basically, this is where one of the viewers, or just a general person, or listener, put something to Max here, whether it's a problem or just a question, maybe some advice, you know. Tom, I believe you've got the...
Yeah, I've got something written down.
Okay.
That's great. Not from me.
As you said, the phone's not even on.
Me and my partner have been together now for 5 years. We are engaged. We love each other very much. I'm still happy in the relationship, but our sex life is not what it used to be. Back when we got together, we would have sex more or less every night. Now, it's barely once a month. I don't know if it's because he's no longer attracted to me in the same way, or the magic has worn off. What can I do to spice things up?
Is that from Devon, yeah?
I realised I didn't look at the phone enough to play that one up. I was just trying to make it up. See, I said I didn't want to do this because it'll look like it's just coming from me.
Okay, Max, you're a cultured guy. Just answer the question and take it away.
So obviously the issue here is two people that do very much love each other have started to drift apart, like two logs in the sea. And I think it's time to change things up.
What? Sorry,
Gary. It could be anyone. That's right, man. and like two logs that are drifting away from each other in the sea.
I let that analogy slide once. When did you get logs in the sea?
Well, just in the sea.
I did a log in the sea once, actually, in Norwich. I still feel terrible about that. Logs are probably in rivers, mate.
Logs in the sea. Right. We'll go with this. You've got to tie those logs together to keep them together.
Right, yeah.
BDSM. That should work. BDSM. Max,
it's all a bit vague.
Yeah. Sorry, Max.
How's that vague?
That's your answer to everything.
Where's your dad?
Poor John from year 8 had biology homework he needed help with. BDSM. Scandalous, mate. You're going to get us taken off the air. So there you go, Tom, or whoever wrote that. That's...
I'll give you another one.
Do you charge for that advice, or is that...
No, that's free.
That's free. Just take that, guys.
Please.
And that, as I say, that'll probably work for most problems.
Should we go for another one?
Yeah.
Oh, you got another one? Yeah, what else is troubling you?
Why not?
I've got a rash here, my script.
Okay, I'm just making these up, but you know, I'm sure someone has this problem. Some
of us.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't say you're making it up. Tom, what's the next problem?
Me and my partner have been together for 6 months now.
Is it just going to change? Oh, the question's always going to be the same. It's just going to be time that's changed.
For 6 months now. Our sex life is good. However, I have a very, what some might call, disturbing fantasy that I'm not sure they're going to be okay with. I'm worried about telling them, because if I do, I'm worried they'll think I'm a bit weird.
Tom, I told you that in confidence.
How do I broach it? Should I broach it?
Maybe speak to them in a way that it doesn't sound like it's your fantasy. So, okay. Did you hear about John's fantasy the other week? He likes wearing adult diapers.
Sorry, is this John from year 8? I told you, stop talking to him.
In the sea. Come on.
That's probably the fantasy.
What a fantasy. So just broach the subject by saying, oh, John's got this fantasy of wearing adult diapers. What do you think about that? If they say, no, I don't like it, then go, well, okay, probably not the one for you. But if they say, I love it, there you go.
Guys, ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
I thought that's the name of the podcast then.
Oh, that's going to be the little preview for this. The first ever podcast, just dead air. Basically, I want to hear about your Christmases. Max is almost like a sort of charity campaign with your Christmas. You know, you're spending it alone.
Yeah.
Don't feel sorry for him, by the way, if you're listening. Because I have offered him to, you know, get picked up and come to my house, spend Christmas with me.
Yeah.
And he went, how would you get there? I said, oh, my mum's car. And he went, oh, no.
Yeah, but then you'd have to drive me there and drive me back on Christmas Day.
Stay over.
Well, yeah. I can't because I've got work the next day. Mm. It's all
I feel like you're just putting up barriers, mate.
Just be honest.
I've got things to do, mate.
If you're worried about, you know, being the only one that's going to shit themselves, my sister's got a newborn baby. There'll be two of you there.
Yeah, no, cheers for that. But no, it's actually, I've got big plans for that.
If you get drunk, I wonder who's going to cry more out of you and the kid.
Probably you, mate.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah? All probably right. Hugging your mum. Sorry, mum.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Fuming, mate.
That's my parents want to see me at Christmas, Max.
Oh, wow.
He said it before.
The thing is, that's true, though, isn't it? That's not even fair because he lives with his mum. He's a burden on his mother. Mm. Hey. You know, she's probably like, I don't want to see him on Christmas, but where else can he go? She's probably going to him, oh, why didn't you go spend it around Max's house so I don't have to fucking deal with you, mate, yeah? Fucking hell, man. Jesus, get the fuck out of my house, Stephen. You're like Deji. You're a white Deji living at your mum's house.
Oh. I think about she says that so her YouTube references are top notch, by the
way.
Yeah, no, good point, mate. Mm. Thank you. Anyway, Christmas. It's happy time. Woohoo! For family and friends. Christmases of old. Have you had any good ones, bad ones? Best present you ever got?
Mm. Oh, God.
God? Yeah. The gift of the Bible there.
His word. My family sort of stopped giving presents after a certain age.
Age is that? 3? as soon as you can start to
16,
remember.
16. 16, I'd say.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
So you've still got 16 years to choose.
But don't you have, like, younger siblings? So were they getting presents and you were just kind of sat there in the corner?
Yeah. Just watching. Bottle of body in hand. obviously I had good presents.
Yeah.
PS1.
That's good. Beautiful. Oh, yeah, PS1.
I think the games consoles have been the best presents.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. What else are you going to get? Yeah.
Mate,
ooh, little RC car.
When I was 4 or 5, I got a lunchbox, and it was filled with chocolate bars. And that's...
You're a little fat kid, weren't you?
I was, yeah, still am, mate. Still am. It's just, ever since then, it's been an anti-climax whenever I do have a lunchbox now and open it, because it's not...
Do you get a lot of lunchboxes now?
No. Tom, any bad presents?
I remember once, I think I was seven.
Yeah.
My mum and dad bought me a stepper tune.
What's that?
It's just some, like, piano thing. It's like a mat you put out and you kind of play songs, but... I think if I remember correctly, my mum kind of gave it to me with an apology. It was like,
Thomas, yeah, I'm really sorry.
Because I was either six or seven, you know, I was kind of past that age. I think she realised that, but
the thing
she panicked.
I remember seeing those in, like, Debenhams, and they're fantastic when you sort of run across them once, and then you never go back and do it again. It's like, oh, I've had my fun. It's actually quite an annoying noise.
They say it is good to get a kid an instrument though when they're younger, so that as they grow they can
proper instrument of some value.
Imagine right now if you're the best on the stepper tune, that'd be amazing.
That would be fantastic. When Max was a kid, he used to play the skin flute. How was that, Max?
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway, back to Christmas. You a fan of it? Waste of time?
Waste of time. Too much money, you know.
Yeah, well, that's Tom's problem. Max, what about you?
Day off work, so that's fine.
Yeah, that's great, mate.
What are you doing this year?
Just staying in bed. Probably buy a few pies and bags of crisps. Have a little feast. Apart from that, nothing much.
But your flashlight, any?
Yeah, I mean, I've got that. You know, I've always got that
work in order.
It's got a hole in it.
Does that ever come in handy? Or
that's good.
Cheers, mate. After Christmas, we have New Year's. I feel like New Year's Eve is... There's far too much pressure to do... to do something. Basically, last year I didn't even make it to midnight. Passed out. Let myself down.
Through drinking?
With excitement or
no drinking? Drinking. Got far too carried away. Max, ever had a good New Year's? Bad New Year's?
I mean, they're all bad. It's my birthday on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
It's just another year old.
Another lonely day in bed.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, come on. You must do something good on your birthday. I mean, that's New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Surely New Year's Eve is like a big party. You know?
Sit and reminisce about the year that's just gone by.
Yeah?
Think about the year that's going to come up.
We'll be together on New Year's Eve this year.
Yeah, we will.
Will you?
Working your together. Birthday together, aren't
How come?
You?
Yeah, working together.
Oh, that's a bit rude that I've not been invited. I'll bring you on this podcast.
More than welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. That's all I wanted to hear.
You can cover me if you want. That's fine.
Couldn't cover you, mate. Too small. Tom, New Year's Eve, what are you saying? Did you do anything good?
Well, like you say, it's always a bit of a... You expect so much and it's always a bit disappointing. So I prefer to work because I can just
do you make
drinks
more sweet,
for free.
Sweet cash?
Yeah, I'm earning instead of spending. And usually there's a good crowd on this year. Like I say, I'll be with you.
We're really appealing to the young audience. New Year's Eve, the dream of it is earning rather than spending. Saving up...
Invest,
to make a
save, buy land.
That's when you know you've had a good New Year. I've had many a bad New Year. Often my mum goes out.
I remember. Yeah, go on. You're probably going to tell this one where you stayed in and your mum went out.
Oh, yeah. My mum went, oh, I'm going out to a party. And I was like, have you got plans? I was like, yeah. I didn't. Anyway, she goes out to a party full of 18-year-old girls whilst I'm just sat at home. But what I did, for some reason, because I thought I preempted my misery, I thought, I know, I'm going to buy a big box of muesli, because I like the raisins out of it.
Why don't you buy a box of raisins, then?
There's no challenge in picking out raisins from a big bag of raisins. I opened up the bag and it spilled everywhere and sat on the floor. One tear just dribbled down my face. Miserable. Meanwhile, you know, my mum's talking about how she was a real hit at the party.
Yeah. Did she bring anyone back?
No, she just does it in the car, mate.
Oh, fair.
Yeah.
Drop them home.
We had a New Year's together, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was tragic.
Yeah, it was awful.
What me and Tom did, we thought, we need to have fun. We'll play Shot FIFA, which is where every time you score a goal, you do a shot.
Okay.
Oh, no, the other person does
the other
a shot.
Person, yeah.
Yeah. First game, Tom beats me 4-0. I realise it's going to be a long night. So
second game, I beat you again.
Yeah, thank you.
It would feel that you would just keep beating him because he just keeps getting drunker.
But then I hit the sweet spot.
But then I left the room.
Oh, okay.
No, I'd beaten you before that. But anyway.
Oh, fair enough.
Tom leaves and...
Yeah.
and I put a striker in goal and then a hammer in. And at which point we were both a little bit tipsy. Did we do anything that night? Not with each other, I mean.
We did attempt to go to a house party.
Oh, yeah.
But it was awful.
Yeah.
Like, really bad.
I've realised that now. Yeah. were we that cringy when we were like 18?
No.
Because I've the way I see people behave is like, oh.
I think we were cringy in an ironic way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's what we tell ourselves.
We were just doing it as satire.
As I cry over
muesli. Talking about me and Stephen.
Oh, right, yeah.
What's been your high point of 2018?
Wembley Cup, mate.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Sitting down with the cameras on you. Yeah. This is very much the same thing. Max, high point of 2018?
I don't think there was one. I think it's just been like a low level.
One that was less low than the others.
I'll think of some good points for you.
Cheers.
You hit 16k on Twitter.
15.9.
Sorry,
I don't have enough to get over that point. So there's that.
Good. Yeah. Low point of 2018. Then there's a better question for you.
God, so many to pick from. Come back to me. Come back to me.
Right, Tom. Low point of 2018.
Low point. I don't know. I've moved into a new flat.
There you go. Kind of, right. That was the high point.
No. It starts well.
With my bloody fiance.
Yeah, with the theme again. Trying to save some money.
Didn't you?
It's covered in black mold.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, any mold's bad, mate. Yeah. You don't need to.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's down, the landlords are crap, and we're kind of stuck there for 6 months.
But did you get engaged this year?
That was last year, wasn't it?
That was this year?
No, it was December last year, mate. Sorry.
It was. It also, isn't this the low point part?
It was less than a year ago. So of the last year from this point, yes, I did get engaged.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
We'll take that.
But surely, okay.
Yeah, sure.
No, I just can't be bothered.
So yeah, that was my low point.
What I'm thinking now, Max, I'm looking to you here. New Year's resolutions. Is it resolutions?
Resolutions.
What are you going to do to take yourself to the next level, if that's possible?
I don't know what I'm going to do for New Year's resolutions. I never really do them.
Okay, maybe people could write in the comments below. What should Max's resolution be? Tom, what's yours?
Take more risks.
Oh. Yeah. Not in Monopoly, just in life.
Yeah, just in life, mate.
Oh, no, that's chance. Sorry.
Or the game Risk.
There you go.
You should take chances in Monopoly, you know, otherwise.
Swings and roundabouts, mate.
What about yourself?
Thanks, Max.
Yeah.
Sorry, I think... Sat over there, aren't you? I forget.
Sat a foot away. I need to make more videos.
Sure.
I've just seen your eyes sink. Spending more time with him.
What are you thinking of doing?
I don't know yet. We'll work that out. Maybe keep this going if it's good.
Maybe do some on weekends so I can be in them again.
There you go.
But then if he does weekends, I can't be in them.
That's the problem we face here. We'll mix it early.
Wouldn't you do the weekend shift? I'll do the weekend.
Do some nighttime sketches.
Oh. Do you know what I've realised is what sort of made me feel a little bit sad is we went back to Salford University in September, October this year.
Yeah.
And there was new freshers, and I thought, we just keep coming back here. We've outgrown so many years now, but we're still there. The teacher's like, oh.
Showing them your videos.
Oh, mate. Honestly, have you ever seen that Matthew McConaughey, like where he's playing a character and he's stood outside like a bowling alley or something, and he's going, the great thing is we keep getting older, but they stay the same age. Oh. It's just like, I don't mean that in a female way. I mean that
in
the videos, you know. We've found some new first years, second years now, actually.
Yeah.
Lovely guys.
Well, it's good. It's like we're sort of teaching them things that we weren't taught ourselves. You know, it's good to pass on the knowledge.
I guess it's the kind of experiences that we would have liked to have had at uni.
Yeah.
We just didn't. Given.
And also, in a way, I'm still a student.
No, that's so true.
These are my people.
You're a student, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, I'm like the ambassador between you two.
Fantastic. boys, going on tour. Are you proud?
Yeah.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah. You don't see it.
It feels like you want us to say yes.
I just want to hear.
No, do you know what? It's pretty cool. That you're going on tour.
We were auditioning, interviewing writers and stuff.
Okay.
People with proper CVs.
I'll be honest. I've seen an image of something that you shared, and I've heard a bit about the premise, but I don't actually quite know what it is. Could you tell me?
I'll tell you off camera, mate. Maybe in about 4 weeks when we work out what we're doing exactly. That was very much the problem yesterday when we were interviewing. And they would go, any questions for the boys? And they'd go, what's the show going to be? And we go...
That's for you to know and us to find out.
That's why you're here.
it's crazy how big it's got.
Yeah.
Like the fact that...
Why is it crazy, isn't it? Just,
it's mental, isn't it?
It is mental. Yeah. I'd say it's insane.
Will you come and watch the show, do you reckon?
Can you get us some
free tickets? Yeah. Free tickets. That's what my mum said. She went, can I come to the show? And I was like, yeah, if you want. She went, I'm not going to have to pay, am I? I was like, no, don't worry, Christine.
Yeah.
Her name's out there now.
Aww.
If you type in Christine to Facebook.
Christine tries.
What does she
tries,
try?
Tries to get this bloody freeloader out of my house.
I pay rent. Okay, welcome to the segment of the show that we like to call IMAX.
Hello there, my name's Max, and today we're talking movies.
Max loves his movies. What's your favourite movie of all time?
Dark Knight, I'd say.
That's
it's just a classic Batman film. Big Batman fan.
Yeah, you are. Yeah,
big
yeah,
Batty fan. Yeah. I'm an absolute novice when it comes to films.
Yeah.
And Batty, but what I think is, that sort of shows how I've got an eye for film. Mm. I can pick them out. Max, I would say that you're a bit of a cinema connoisseur.
Yeah, I've got a limitless card.
All right,
it's the only movie I want for free. Well, I still have to pay like a monthly subscription, but it's quite good.
So what's your movie review for this?
Today we're talking Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Nah, don't like that. It's a bit niche.
There's been a lot of Spider-Mans now.
How's that niche? It's one of the biggest films out at the moment.
Yeah, no.
It's a great animated film.
I want one that I've heard of.
Don't like it, pick another one.
Yeah.
Okay. Today we're talking Forrest Gump.
There we go. We'll give you 40 seconds to give us the review. Go.
Classic story about an underdog, a man that has nothing, starts with nothing, and achieves everything.
Do you relate to Forrest Gump?
I mean, I've not reached the achieves everything part yet, but I'm reaching for that.
Yeah. He didn't do that by the age of 25.
Didn't he? I think he was pretty big at the age of 25.
It's a fictional story.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's still rules in the story, you know.
I think your first name should be Gump. I like that. Yeah. Do you think
Gumps? No, I don't like that. Don't call me Gumps.
Take it away.
It's a good film. Check it out. Tom Hanks, probably the best he's been for a long time.
Ooh. Toy Story 3.
I mean, it's a good film.
You've embarrassed yourself. Tom.
Go on.
Thank you very much for coming on the show today.
Cheers,
I appreciate it. You know what? We never really do this, but can people follow you anywhere? Just around Manchester. He's often in the Yarndale, Millie's Cookies. He loves it there.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a dinosaur with technology and stuff.
And age.
Social media. Yeah.
What I'd say is, you know, plug your Instagram.
Okay, maybe that can be my New Year's resolution to be...
There you go. That's good.
Plug your Instagram.
Well, just everything. Twitter, yeah. Facebook.
Yeah.
Habbo. Get it, you know.
I'll tell you what's big at the moment. What was do you say? Habbo?
Habbo Hotel.
Yeah, sure, why not?
That's amazing, yeah.
Fantastic, mate. Look forward to that. Max, where can people find you? Apart from alleyways. Just
chicken shack.
Just in a flood of tears outside 42.
Oh, for God. Right. All this is getting edited out. Really, are we doing this now, yeah?
Go on, where can people find you?
Man like Max on Twitter.
On Twitter? What's your at? It's at Gongwe.
At Gongwe.
We'll get to that another time.
That's pretty much it. That's all you're looking for.
Not on Habbo?
No.
Wow.
We'll fix that.
Club Penguin for me.
I'll tell you what, this light was great, wasn't it? For the viewers at home. Really got,
is that even in shot?
Really got some, we're not sure. Got some mileage out of it. I'll put it on me for this last bit. Anyway, this was the Stephen Tries podcast. It wasn't even a Christmas special, was it? We were all going to dress up.
It was special, yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's very hard to get a Father Christmas outfit in December, especially when your nickname's Nonce, as I've found out. Basically, guys, that's the end of the show. This was episode one of one.
Hopefully.
If we ever come back, then, you know, we'd look forward to it. What are we going to talk about next time?
2019, probably.
There we go. That's it. The ambitions for the year. And zoology. Anyway, hope you enjoyed the podcast and the video. Stay safe and ciao.
Race to savings for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support you need with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.